Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Deborah Becker, in for Meghna Chakrabarty. It appears that Massachusetts may not implement a controversial new technology tax after all.
After fierce backlash from business leaders, House and Senate leaders said today they will work to repeal the new tax. Governor Patrick also said this week the tax has to go.
But how will the state make up the $160 million that the tax was expected to bring in for transportation projects? WBUR's Fred Bever has been at the State House working on this story today. And Fred, what happened? Why did House Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Murray make this announcement today, saying that they're going to ask House and Senate lawmakers to repeal the tax?
Well, it was pressure from the business community and from multiple points, including a newly engaged tech sector, and particularly from the software design community that's been growing as part of the innovation economy in the state. There were websites that popped up. One would allow you to figure out very quickly who your lawmaker was and send a letter to them or call them and register your opposition. Got a lot of hits very quickly last week. There were other websites that popped up, and there was also a petition drive to put a repeal on the statewide ballot in 2014 that was led by some heavy hitters like executives from Staples or BJ's, as well as the Massachusetts Taxpayers Foundation, that would have put this on the ballot at the same time as many lawmakers were seeking re-election, having to defend a tax that they had voted for when there was an anti-tax item on the ballot, very unpopular amongst lawmakers once they realized how big the opposition was.
And the big opposition also, Governor Patrick.
Well, what happened was, as this grew very quickly, just from when this was enacted back in July to a sense of outrage, a lot of it over confusion about how the tax was going to be implemented, business leaders started contacting the lawmakers and the governor. There was a meeting last week in the governor's office between him and Speaker DeLeo and President Murray and leaders from the tech sector and from the traditional business sector, where they just laid out how wide-ranging they believe this was, that it could raise as much as $500 million, not just $161 million as the lawmakers had intended. And the leaders listened, and it was that seemed to really turn the tide, such that earlier this week, you heard Governor Patrick say, well, I can't support this anymore.
Beyond the question, and you can debate it, what the significance of the fiscal or financial impact is on the companies, it's a serious blot on our reputation as an innovation center.
Now, Fred, House Speaker DeLeo and Senate President Murray initially voted for this technology tax. How did they not know what they were getting into?
Well, both Murray and DeLeo defended the process today. They noted that some business leaders originally backed the proposal after some of the language had been changed. Here's Murray.
We voted on something with the information we had at hand. It has changed since that vote was taken. Different information has come to us from a different sector, the technology sector, and it's changing so quickly that that taxation policies can't catch up with it.
And Speaker DeLeo echoed some of the governor's concerns about the state's reputation in the country and even in the world as perhaps being anti-tech sector. DeLeo says that once tech companies started raising these concerns, lawmakers could choose to ignore them or they could change their positions.
You know what? It could be a mistake. And as a result of that, you know, we're going to repeal it and move on and make sure, again, that we send a message to those folks out there. We hear you loudly and clearly. We spent a lot of time with you folks. We heard of your concerns, and we want to make sure that Massachusetts is still looked at as the innovation capital of the world.
Fred, is there any other plan, then, to make up this money for transportation?
Well, there's no appetite on Beacon Hill to start a new tax drive, and DeLeo firmly said today there would not be a new tax to replace these revenues. Instead, it looks like something sort of a sweeping operation using funds from the Rainy Day Fund. Revenues are coming in higher than expected in the first 2 months of this fiscal year. Some of that money might go to it as well.
All right, WBUR's Fred Bever on the announcement today that state lawmakers will now move to try to repeal the controversial new technology tax. Fred, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.